Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field. Herzog picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herzog. Button moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. Casale takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Runnels moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. Herzog moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Serve is walked intentionally. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Casale hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton is hit by the pitch. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Casale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clinton scores. There goes Sullivan trying to get to third. Tuttle throws the ball into Hamlin, who relays the ball to Williams, who tags Sullivan for the out. Casale moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Casale trying to get to home. Serve throws the ball into Chee-Tee, who tags Casale, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn bunts towards first. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Lump scores. Herzog moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Serve strikes out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels bunts towards first. Seaburn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Seaburn. Button scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.